Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Michael Wood, VP of Marketing with VeloCloud. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, Allison. Thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you guys on. I think this is the first time that VeloCloud has been on Chip Chat Network Insights. And if you could just introduce yourself and VeloCloud and the space that you're operating in within the networking arena.
So my name is Michael Wood. I'm the VP of Marketing for VeloCloud Networks. VeloCloud was founded back in 2012. And focus has really been on cloud-delivered SD-WAN or software-defined wide area networking. What we allow enterprises and service providers to do is to really take both existing wide area networks, these may be built off of MPLS or other technologies, and enable them to leverage those networks while at the same time taking advantage of broadband internet and being able to use that as an augmentation or enhancement to existing wide area networks. And we're somewhat unique in that we have the ability to take those connections and connect and really bridge those together, but really steer applications and traffic across both private networks and broadband internet connections, measure the throughput across those links, measure things like jitter, packet loss, and delay. And then even more importantly, Allison, provide remediation. So if we encounter issues over either private or public networks, we can literally begin to repair those networks. And what this really allows is these businesses to expand the amount of bandwidth and wide area networking that they have across their entire enterprise. VeloCloud offers the unique ability to connect enterprises into cloud applications and cloud services, so things like cloud compute, cloud storage, software as a service, all the way down to branch offices, and do it in a way that enables that business to really provide high quality, security, and performance back into those cloud services and allow them to connect pervasively across that entire enterprise network down into each and every branch office location.
What you've described is a very unique value proposition. So I was hoping that you could talk a little bit about what are the challenges that enterprises are facing within this space with traditional solutions and why VeloCloud decided to aim their technology delivery here.
Traditionally, businesses have architected wide area networks using technology that's been available to date, and they've been fantastic for the profile of applications. Those networks have traditionally been very fixed and relatively rigid in that they've been designed with prioritization and classification for particular types of applications that are running across that private network. What's happening, though, Allison, is that there's this shift that's occurring from those applications being hosted in the private data center location for that enterprise to more and more applications being leveraged and used and consumed, which are cloud-based. And that access to those applications being in the cloud, things like the SaaS applications and cloud compute and infrastructure as a service, means that today's network architectures require users out in branch offices to literally hairpin or backhaul all of their access back into a data center where there they have internet hop-off. And that's, again, the challenge with most of these existing wide area network architectures. Another component is that typically the wide area networks that are designed today are using things like MPLS and other technologies, and oftentimes it's challenging to very quickly bring up additional bandwidth out to those remote locations. And Allison, the reason why this becomes important is because a lot of applications are actually consuming more bandwidth today. So when you look at unified communications, voice over IP, video, virtual desktop integration, all these type of applications are putting more strain on those traditional wide area networks where businesses are needing a way to expand bandwidth out to remote branch offices. Oftentimes, the requirement to do it quickly and be able to get it at relatively low cost, you know, probably one of the second issues. A third issue is just around complexity and the need for enterprises to actually drive down the complexity and make things simpler and also deliver really a lighter footprint in those branch office locations. A lot of times what we're seeing is there are multiple appliances and devices and boxes out of remote branch office locations which either need to be deployed, integrated, managed, and monitored and controlled. And there's this desire to move away from that, to drive down costs, but also use of cloud services to provide some of that functionality. And Allison, one service that comes to mind is leveraging more of the security services that are available today in the cloud, while maybe being able to run VNF, for example, out at the branch office and running just a smaller number of services. So those are the three things that come to mind for me.
When you look at the move to industry standard software-based technologies, obviously there's an opportunity for broader collaboration. How has that informed VeloCloud's viewpoint around collaboration with other partners and shaped the way that you've approached delivering your solutions?
The approach we've taken is multifaceted in that we created and are building out this VeloCloud partner ecosystem, which Intel is a very important component of that, the Network Builders Program. And what that's allowing us to do is really drive industry standards, but also standardization models and working with these other businesses and companies and technology partners. In addition to that, we've done a lot of work with organizations such as the Open Networking User Group, or ONUG, and the Open Networking Forum, ONF. Really, these are the types of organizations and groups and forums that are trying to drive more industry standardization and practices and interoperability. So we've done SD-WAN interoperability with other vendors at the Open Networking User Group. You know, it's early days in terms of the standardization around software-defined wide area networking. So I see that evolving, but certainly an important part of the technology.
I'm really curious to hear about what you've heard from end customers in terms of their view on the value of what you're delivering to the market with SD-WAN solutions and where they see this fitting into their broader IT strategies or network strategies.
The things that come to mind in terms of what I'm hearing from customers, both enterprises and service providers, you know, a couple of things are the simplicity, the fact that for VeloCloud, our solution is literally zero-touch plug-and-play model where any person out at remote branch office location, they unpackage it, plug it in either to the modem, a router, or a switch, click on a link in an email to let the system know that they're in possession of the device, and the rest happens automatically in terms of the configuration provisioning. The device authenticates with the network, and all the data and traffic flowing through that device ends up being encrypted end-to-end. So the simplicity is a key piece. Another important aspect is really driving down the cost. We are a software as a service model. We enable our customers to take advantage of hardware that they already have and running maybe a virtual machine. There's also the option to use commercial off-the-shelf hardware. Our customer base, both on the enterprise and service provider side, have said to us, in some cases, we want the option to be able to use our own hardware, but we also want to be able to go to VeloCloud and take delivery of hardware with your software already loaded on it. So we've gone out and created our own hardware base. You know, we're using multi-core processors from Intel. We're able to ride Moore's Law that's happening by using that type of technology and keeping up with performance. So we do that both at the customer edge, and we also do that within our own core network. And then I would say the third piece for our customers is this concept of a cloud-based solution, in that they can literally turn this up very quickly without even having a head-end device within the data center, campus, or headquarters location. That option exists. They can deploy a VeloCloud Edge at the headquarters or data center, but the barrier to entry is very low for them because they can begin using VeloCloud's cloud-based head-end in the internet hosted in many different locations and connect all their Edge devices back into that head-end device.
I know that you guys are part of the Network Builders Program. Can you tell me a little bit about how that aspect of your collaboration with Intel has helped shape broader collaborations within the industry?
It's really allowed us to have conversations with other folks who are in the program. So there's a networking component there and collaboration component that honestly I don't know that we would have had access to otherwise. Folks that are in the program have some common goals, so it's been good to work from that perspective. The other aspect of participating in the program has really been the benefits of having closer associations with Intel, and the professionals at Intel drive some greater innovation beyond what we were able to do even prior to this. It's really opened up more doors in terms of that direct relationship. And those are probably the two biggest factors.
That's awesome to hear. And I would love to have you back. If folks want to learn more about VeloCloud, where would you send them for more information?
VeloCloud.com. And that's V as in Victor, ELOCLOUD. Com. And, you know, I'd be very interested to come back. So thank you for having me, Allison.
Thanks so much for being on the program, Michael. It was a real pleasure.